Hi there, this is Kathy York. Thank you for subscribing. I appreciate your trusting me with your email address, and I promise to never clutter your inbox or share your information. Well, here is your overview of my non-overwhelm concept, where I take you on a brief tour of my 7 steps to non-overwhelm. When I first wrote down these ideas, I focused on helping entrepreneurs. But in my recording today, I'll also demonstrate how these steps apply to the little things in our lives. I was going through one of those little things as I recorded this message for you. Now, quick note, at the bottom of this page, you will find buttons to the articles that started it all, providing practical ideas and detail for adding peace and calm to your life. You can feel free to email me if you have questions. Okay, so scroll on down and let's get to the 7 steps of non-overwhelm, what I call my bubble diagram. And I say it's 7 steps to non-overwhelm, or getting ducks in rows without going crazy. Here we go. Okay, first of all, step one, whatever you're working on, is to create your base. And in my book, one of the examples I have is, let's say you have decided you want to go out on your own and be a landscape artiste. Well, you're going to need some examples for your website. You're going to want testimonials on what a good job you did, that sort of thing. So to create that base, you would talk, I would say, with 2 or 3 of your friends. Get those projects there, and all they have to pay for is the materials. They don't have to pay for your time, so they'll probably say yes. And you can create your base while you're going out then to the public to say, hey, I do this, by getting your photos and your testimonials. Okay, now, in real life, well, you know, that's real life, but in just everyday life, your base might just be, okay, I have to sit down for a moment and think about this, or I'm going to mess up this project, because we have little things too. Well, my not so little thing right now is 2 days from now on my schedule. Now, the queen of non-overwhelm here has this on her schedule. Okay. I have a conference, a live conference to watch that begins in my time zone at 4:45 in the morning. It probably goes for 8 hours. In the evening, I have a thing that starts at 8 p.m. and probably goes for 2 hours. And again, that's, I can see that online. But in the middle of this day, I have a lunch with a friend of ours, and it's very important that we all get together. Okay, now if you've done the math, I still can't believe I put all that on my schedule as my base for, this is Tuesday, so that'll be on Thursday, 2 days from now. That's the base I created for Thursday. And it occurred to me, okay, that's impossible. You can't do that. So, and I was so embarrassed, and I'm even embarrassed to tell you, it finally occurred to me, well, the thing that's in Great Britain that I can watch, I've already purchased that, and I'm going to get the recording for that. The thing in the evening that starts at 8 p.m., they're going to record that, and I can listen to that later. Okay, see how this works? I just non-overwhelmed my Thursday, which I should have never put all that on my calendar in the first place. Sound familiar? Yeah, I thought so. But you can non-overwhelm just about anything if you really think about it. Now there, I didn't think about it at first, and it finally occurred to me. And that's why I've redone this recording, because I wanted to share that with you. So step one is create your base. Now I've created a good base for my Thursday. The landscaper has created a base by getting their photographs and everything they need to do their website and tell the public about what they're doing. Well, the next thing you need to do, if you go to the top left of my diagram, step two is set up your process. Now, it's easy for that landscaper to say, oh yeah, I'm going to do this. Well, you have a process. How are you going to buy? Who's going to be your supplier for the bushes and the grass seed and all that? How are you going to do all those steps? So you set up that process. Now, I'm not saying this is easy like it was for me to change my calendar. The problem with the seven steps to non-overwhelm is folks want it to happen fast, and it doesn't always happen fast. If you're setting up a process for something that's going to take a while, setting up your process may take a while. But the main thing is to get it down, I say on paper, make sure it's in a document where you can print it out later, and you'll see why. Because you're going to go to step three and follow your process. And this may be harder than setting it up, because as you follow it, this is where you find, step three didn't work. I'm going to have to change that. Well, at this point, a lot of times we get totally upset about the whole thing. Well, this doesn't work and my whole thing is messed up, and we just chuck it and go and do something else. Well, what I'm suggesting is, instead of doing that, as you're following your process, hopefully you have printed out your document where you set it up, and now you can mark some things out, you can take some notes. The main thing is, don't take a lot of time right now except to jot down, hey, this didn't work, this is what I did, or I had to add this in between these two steps. And step three can get difficult and it can get frustrating, but just stick with it. You follow your process. Now, when you get done, you will update your document, put the things in or take the things out that you said you needed to add or remove. And then the next time, when you run that again, do that whole thing again, you'll have your new steps. The thing there is, though, as you follow your new process that you've now set up, you may have changes. Don't look at that as a failure. It's very frustrating, I understand, because I've been there, but just keep changing and tweaking as you go. And that's really where step four comes in, the rinse and repeat, you know, like on the shampoo bottle. So, really, two, three, and four go together, because you're going to set it up, you're going to write down your changes as you go, you're going to muddle through in step three, you're going to make whatever it is work, and then you're going to rinse and repeat and see how all that works next time. Okay, you good? Once you get there, and again, it could take weeks, it could take months. It took me months to come up with my seven steps to non-overwhelm. And you will see that with the articles when you look at those, is they're not all right next to each other date-wise, okay? Once you have that done, it's time to maintain it. And there may still be a couple of tweaks here and there. And if it's a business, you're going to want to grow it. Now, maintain and grow. Maintain could not just necessarily be out there doing a project. It could be in your office where you have someone coming in and helping you with computer issues or whatever. You need a maintenance time. I would say at least every couple of weeks, have a maintenance time where you can just sit back and do things that are not your business, but they are supporting your business. Or they're not what you do around home, if you have an office at home, you're working at home. But it's a way you can grow everything and maintain it and make it all work. Now, step six came later, as did step seven. My first five steps were my whole concept. And then I realized, you know, while people are going through this, they're going to have some of the same problems I had when I finally learned that the world did not revolve without me and it would get along without me. And step six is where I tell my story of how I got here in the first place, where I just had to shut everything down for 3 weeks because I was so ill with trying to do it all. So I try to tell folks, okay, now shut it down. And I show you my ideas for doing that. One of those ideas is take at least one day a week off. For me, it's always Sunday. You won't find me working on Sunday. But try to do 2 days. They don't have to be consecutive, but just shut down everything where you're not doing anything. You don't have to be, if you're in business, you don't have to be on your business phone. Don't do email. You know, just find a way to do that. And I talk about that in that article. Step seven is wrangle your admin and paperwork. And I know a contact of mine who's doing that right now. This is mid-March. when I'm recording this, and she's still trying to get her tax stuff together. So she's wrangling that admin and paperwork. So that's one of the things I have in there, especially if you're in business, but it'll help if you're not and you're just doing your personal taxes. But it's not all about taxes. There are all kinds of things, good ideas there for you on how to wrangle that paperwork, even if it's just electronically. And I think you'll really appreciate that, because I don't think anybody else is writing about that in a practical way. Well, there you go. There's my quick overview. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the buttons there for those articles that I mentioned. And steps 1 through 5 are all in one article. Step 6, about the shut it down. And then step 7, about the paperwork. Now, you can come back and, you can come back here and click these buttons as you go. But I'll tell you, the easiest way to do this really is go to the step 5, 1 through 5 button, click that, go to that article, and then at the end of that, it sends you to step 6. And at the end of step 6, it gives you the link for step 7. So you'll have it all here in one place. And I really appreciate you being here. And again, let me know if you need me for anything. I always tell people, email me if you have questions. You're a subscriber, and I'm there for you. Now, the email is kyork@kathyyork.com. And please remember, Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. Reach out. I'll be here for you. Talk with you soon.